And there was a value engineering item there. It was unclear whether there was a ladder. Two things. One, it's probably not a great idea to have a ladder around elementary kids who can climb that ladder. And secondly, we concluded it really wasn't needed. That if it's diesel, it's going to get, it will sit on a diesel tank, and then they won't need a ladder to fill to get the diesel in.
And I also understand you're doing just the running. Well, that's the electrical contract regarding the gymnasium scoreboard. That's not going to cost us more down the road than when we decided.
No, one of the things, yeah, I think David's pointing to it. We may reuse one.
If you use this pool, you've got a scoreboard here that you can either disconnect here and put it in the new building and save money.
I like that.
The only thing I insist upon is you can't have something called a dip that they now have as a queue. So you can only score differential between the two teams. You should be able to do that.
How is the CMR contingency arrived at? Is that typically a medical?
Well, two ways. One, when we went through the proposals a year ago, each firm gave us a percentage. So that was part of the calculation in determining which CMR firm was providing the best value. And here, is it 2%?
2%, yes.
It's a 2% on the above number. And then the contract controls how that gets spent. It's most likely going to get spent on overtime or Saturday work. If we continue to have the spring-like weather we have enjoyed for the past month, if that continues into May, well, there might be a need to do some things or rain, work a Saturday instead of a Monday, and there's a cost differential for many of the workers.
And actually, the extended forecast is we're going to have May, June, and July above average temperatures and above average rainfall. So there you go.
If you would just touch on alternative glazing.
Yeah, so one of the alternates that we picked up was actually a security film that we're putting on the glazing. So we had two choices. One was to put a film on, which I believe you're doing in other buildings in the district. And this basically keeps somebody from being able to throw a brick through a window or something like that. It becomes very impact resistant. And we were able to pick that up in the office.
If you have other questions on the security, my recommendation is to have an executive session. You can discuss that. It is exempt from public information because you don't want anybody with bad thoughts knowing exactly what the security measures are. But this was a benefit to, it makes it a safer place.
Thank you. Board members?
I've been pretty quiet. I have been fortunate to be on the board building committee meeting that is once a month, and Barb started on it, and then Joe moved over into it as well. So I've been very impressed with Icon and Lesko and Mr. Riley, and the whole group has been very good about collaborating together, and I've been pretty impressed with how the process has been going so far. So a lot of this is a review for me, but I can say that, again, hearing it the second time is always good for consistency purposes and a lot of good questions. So I feel pretty good. The one thing no one really touched on that I think is a real big positive for us, and maybe we could touch on in a previous meeting, was one of the big unknowns for us going into this project was the land. Because there's 6-7 feet of extra fill on that property. You have ideas of what was underneath it, but not 100%. But we came through that process so far, we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, so just as a sort of a refresher, so what we were able to do and what's completed already is in the earlier GMP that you approved the aggregate soil reinforcement that is complete now. So everywhere the building is going, we've already reinforced the soils, and we're ready to actually just start excavating for footers and putting in traditional footers in those areas. Now, we may still end up with some areas where the parking is and so on, and some places where we might find some soft spots, but we think we've gotten mostly out of the woods with that. It's a really big issue for contingency that we've gotten behind us. a couple more observations if you like. You know, David's always very thorough talking through this, but having worked on a couple of projects recently, we're very, very pleased with the way the numbers came in on this. We think we hit the market at just the right time. We think pushing as we did to try to get this out when we did was very critical. We've seen this is we're right now under $212 a square foot, understanding that doesn't include the furnishings, but even with that, we've got other elementary school buildings that are at $240 a square foot right now that have been cut to the bone, that don't have brick on its exterior and so on, the way this building does. So we were able to keep important things in there. I think you'll be happy to know that there's a sound system and acoustic treatment in the gymnasium for meetings like this. That will actually work. So we've got a lot of great things going on in here. We had a great turnout. We had 64 bids on the 16 packages that we bid with this group, so we averaged four bids per package, which we think was very good. The unions came through in the end and tried to help us out. They didn't want this project to go by without them being involved, so they actually are offered something they call target money or market retention funds to get a couple of the contractors who were low now that weren't low at bid day to save, make some more savings to get them in the hunt. And we've probably got a pretty good blend, about 50-50 right now between Merritt Shop and union contractors here because of that.
And I want to stress that one more time. If I heard you correctly, we have some of our local building trades who used their targeted assistance funds to reduce our cost so they could do the work for us.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
And what that means is that the contractor will pay, I know in one case, about $8 an hour less for the person that's working for them, and the union will pay the balance back to that worker in order to reduce his cost of the project, and they're able to keep the work for you. So we're really, really pleased about the way this came out.
Board members, any questions? We thank you and the community. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'll bring it in a minute.
I'm going to move on to four, the treasurer's recommendations.
So I know we have on there a superintendent's report and treasurer's report. I know the board is looking to attend a meeting tonight at the PAC, so both Dr. Goggin and I had spoken beforehand, and we're going to defer our reports until next month. So I will skip right into our treasurer's recommendations. What I'll do is I'll go through A through C first, and then we could vote on that, and then we can talk about D and E separately if that's okay. So A I have is a permanent appropriation measure. I think I've tried laying down the foundation for the board over the past few months. We're continuing to increase our appropriations within our forecast, but we had set our appropriations purposely lower at the beginning of the year. We are creeping up as things, as costs are coming in. We are still on this appropriation level, I believe $400,000, a little over $400,000 below what we are have our forecast set at. So I'm submitting that to the board for approval. We have some then and nows on there. Some of the ones that you see here, there's actually, you know, two different PSIs. There's our PSI, the first one, Professional Service Industries. They're the one doing our testing services, and although the board has approved the contract, just based on timing, some of their invoices have come in before our POs were in place. The next three there are a different PSI. They provide services at some of our non-public schools using auxiliary service funds. Those are funds provided by the state that we are the fiscal agent for, but they belong to the private schools. They still have to follow our rules, and unfortunately they did not have a PO in place for this, so we do have to submit it as a then and now. And then we have a couple other ones where we have a Spanish program in the non-public school again, and then the last one is transportation services. I've tried to keep the board updated on this as well. Some of our contracted services have exceeded our expectations on transportation. And then on C, or lastly for this particular moment, is a purpose statement for Circle of Friends. This is a program that's run and has been run for a number of years, but it has been run directly through donors that I believe Rotary has been very, very kind in supporting Circle of Friends. It's a program for some students and residents and out-of-school age adults who have some disabilities. So it provides some opportunities for them. I know bowling is one of their big trips that they do, and so it's a really nice program that they run out of the high school. But we're asking that we bring it in-house to run it through the district, so donations could be made to the district, and then we would just process expenditures like any of our other activity funds. So those are A through C, and if it would please the board, I'd ask that we combine those.
Is there a motion to approve 4A through C?
Second.
Discussion. I'll just touch on the Circle of Friends, that group that works with those with special needs and their typical peers to do things in and out of classroom and school, things like dinner and movie, bowling, dances, those types of things. And, it's great to see that. Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next one is letter D. This is our resolution for a commissioning agent. If the board would like to make a motion and second, we can have Mr. Riley get up during discussion and explain it.
Is there a motion to approve 4D?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. Riley?
Sure. By way of history, obviously the state of Ohio began investing heavily in school construction around 1997-98, and one of the major reoccurring problem that was occurring in many of the buildings dealt with the mechanical system or building envelope. Basically your masonry walls, your roof, getting all of those things to tie in together. So what the OFCC or OSFC at the time started doing was retaining a commissioning agent, somebody who was focused solely on the issues of the mechanical system and the building envelope, to give extra emphasis that those systems get built right the first time, because they're oftentimes very hard to correct after the fact. So Brewer Garrett is the recommendation. We interviewed the two firms that were pre-qualified for the OFCC to do this work. The other one was Osborne. Both firms are very qualified. We felt more comfortable with Brewer Garrett. A, their price was lower, and B, their representation as to the individual who will be more physically present on site than Osborne was more likely to do their work via remote. Call us when you need us. We'll talk to you about on the phone. Where Brewer Garrett was committed to have somebody who would literally attend the monthly meetings on site and walk the building most often, or more frequently. You're buying three services, one of which you might, or you're approving three services, two of whom might change. The number one service you're getting is the commissioning service, which is 39.2. That is, they'll come on site, monitor the construction of the mechanical system to make sure it's consistent with what the mechanical engineer has done. They will spot check about 5% of the, what are called VAV boxes, variable air volume boxes. There's about 144 of them or so in the building. They'll spot check those to make sure they're done according to the manufacturing specifications. If they're not, they'll spot check more to make sure that we're getting the system that we should be getting. They'll also verify the building envelope issues, and they will, as part of their basic service, they'll do some occasional infrared testing where they'll shoot basically an infrared image at the building to make sure we're not losing heat in the places that we shouldn't be losing heat. There's also $15,000 for an infrared report if we want that. That's not something we necessarily need, but if the infrared scanning shows that there's problems, we might want to commission the whole report to, and then hand it to the CMR and say these are the things you need to fix or correct or deal with. We're authorizing the money. Worst case scenario, we may not need it. If we don't need it, we won't spend it. But if we need it, we've got board approval to go forward and get that. The tough thing about infrared testing is you basically need a substantial differential between the indoor temperature and the outdoor temperature for it to work. Days like today when it's 70 outside, a rare occurrence, and 70 inside, you don't get the differential showing up because it's the same. So you need a split 30 or 40 degree range for it to really show up effectively.
So if it comes up, it's one of those things that we'll have to take advantage of fairly quickly to make sure we can get the report with the differential in. The other item that's in there is the testing and balancing of the mechanical system. We're going to need that in all events. We got a price from Brewer Garrett for it. We'll probably also talk to the mechanical contractor and just see who can do it more efficiently and in the best manner. But this will appropriate the money, and if need be, we'll take it out of this and authorize it to the CMR's contract if we wind up going with the mechanical contractor. I'll pause.
Further discussion? I know we had a good, healthy conversation in the open public committee, the whole meeting before the board meeting today. And we do recognize, I believe, the importance of having someone like a Brewer Garrett as part of our project, as we did in the similar entity in the high school as well as the middle school construction. Anything else? Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries. The last one I have is the actual GMP resolution that we have spoken about at length.
Is there a motion to approve item E?
So moved.
The resolution authorizing amendment to the IPAD LLC CMR agreement for the New Elementary School in amount not to exceed $32,181,686.81.
So moved.
Discussion.
I will just add real quick a couple things. One, going through the GMP, just so that we are all on the same page, is in the documents, one of the things that we had not spoken about as we went through is this is superseding the other GMP, and that's showing the reduction of the other GMP in our documents. This is, at this point, the maximum price that we'd be paying, combining the other work that was already approved, including the first GMP, as well as the concrete and steel that we approved at the last meeting. It's combining all of that together. So this becomes a building not to exceed $32,181,646.89. The last thing I just want to, the second thing I want to point out is in section 3 of this resolution, this does give us some authority to make changes as necessary. It allows the treasurer to sign change orders in the amount not to exceed $25,000. It would allow the treasurer and the business manager to jointly sign change orders not to exceed $50,000. It would allow the treasurer, business manager, and superintendent to jointly sign change orders not to exceed $100,000. Anything over $100,000 would have to be presented to the Board of Education beforehand, and in any cases, we would never sign change orders that would exceed $250,000 without coming to the board for permission as a cap. So even if there's smaller numbers, we would never exceed $250,000. I don't believe that this will be an issue. While we may run into change orders, we do have the construction contingency that is held by the construction manager, as well as Mr. Scaparotti had pointed out, we've been very fortunate in the work that's already been done, and we have gotten past a good portion of our primary concerns. Although some still exist, there is a potential, but we do feel we're in a pretty good place on it. The last thing I would just like to add is I would like to thank the construction core team that has been working through this process, Lesko Architecture, Icon Construction, David Riley, who is our legal counsel, as well as the board members, Mr. Kraft and Mr. Finucane, who sit on that, and Ms. Lozinski, who had sat on that prior to the beginning of this calendar year. It has been a process, we'll put it that way. It's been a process that we've worked through, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but I'm very excited to have the GMP in place and get rolling. My understanding, and Mr. Scaparotti, please correct me if I'm incorrect in this, after the approval of this and we go through the formalities of getting things signed and sent over to you, we should be seeing those footers in May going in, and we should be seeing actual steel coming out of the ground in June. So that's kind of the. So we've already started the process for moving forward, so that we can keep things rolling as much as possible. So yep. So in June, by mid to end of June, we should see those beams coming out of the ground and start seeing the skeleton of the building. So, thank you very much.
further discussion? Roll call.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
On to number five, the superintendent's recommendation.
5A, I'm just going to read through 5A. There's only two of my agenda items that I'm going to touch on. The rest are pretty boilerplate, and the directors gave explanations to the board inside their reports, but I do like to read the gifts and donations to the school district publicly so that we can recognize those who support the schools. First, we have Aladdin's Eatery at Crocker Park that donated a $25 gift card for the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. You're going to hear a lot of the Harvest for Hunger. A lot of these are for that, so you'll just hear these over and over, but that's okay. Sarah Alton donated a LuLaRue raffle basket, two pairs of leggings, and a $50 gift certificate to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard. Old Carolina Barbecue, which I had some of this, and it is delicious, just because I had to test it, donated one pan of barbecue pork and 8-pack of slider buns to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard. Charles and Mary Bartell donated $100 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. Garland New Homes donated $1,000 to the Youth Lacrosse Organization at the high school. Alexandria Hoffman donated a prom dress to the class of 2018 at Westlake High School. Jimmy John's donated one mini Jimmy box of 24 half sandwiches and a raffle basket of gift cards to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Megan Kane and Michael Walsh donated two raffle baskets to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Roberta Kelly donated a raffle basket to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard. Ryan and Christina Kelly donated a raffle basket to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard. Quinoa Restaurant donated one large pan of chicken fried rice to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard. Mitchell's Homemade Ice Cream donated a $10 gift card to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Suzanne Russo donated $600 to Lee Burnison Middle School. The money will help pay for a needy student to attend the annual trip to Washington, D.C. State Farm, Brian Krause agent, donated 100 pieces of fried chicken to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Stella Mia Restaurante donated one full pan of pasta with marinara sauce to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Stick to Your Buns Bakery donated one bakery tray of assorted pastries to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Subway Restaurants donated one sandwich tray to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary. Sweet Basil Neapolitan Style Pizzeria donated four large pizzas to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary School. Kate and Wes Upton donated a raffle basket to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary School. Westlake Garden Club donated $200, a butterfly house, and a mason beehive to the beekeeping club at Westlake High School. If you haven't seen that, that's really cool. And they're cutting out that pollination garden right now. Zoop donated two tureens of soup with an assortment of bread to the Harvest for Hunger campaign at Hilliard Elementary School.
Is there, getting hungry just
is there a motion to approve resolution 5A?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? I would just like to say we live in a very, very generous community, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
For the rest of the resolutions, I would like to combine 5B through 5S, and I will speak specifically to at least one of those when we get in discussion.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve 5B through 5S?
So moved. Second.
Discussion?
The one I would really like to point out, which is out of the ordinary, we haven't done this before, and that's 5-0, the resolution to approve record retention agreement. What we would like to do is go into a contract with a company called Strategic Solutions, and forever our records, our student records, have been held in file cabinets, paper-wise, and with the different moves in the buildings and the closing of the buildings, they've been shuffled around in boxes. We want to digitize them. We believe that students who spend their educational career rely upon us for being not able to maintain those records, but to produce them when they need them. And that's a big project that we're taking on, and we believe it's about time to digitize those records. For the rest of it, I'd be willing to answer any questions about any other.
Any other discussion?
I just want to point out the Science Olympiad field trip is, the costs are paid 75% by the Science Olympiad and 25% by the students, so it's no cost to the board.
Good luck with Science Olympiad.
Right on. Yeah.
Yep. States.
That's right. Anything else? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this point, we have a second hearing of the public, and that's an opportunity for anyone to address the board on any issues whatsoever. If you have something to share with the board, if you would raise your hand and make your way up to the podium, please. If you would, give your name and address, and we're happy to hear from you.
It's been...
Check it out.
It's, you can try it. Try it and see.
My name is Rachel Zimmerman. My address is 27773 Sherwood Drive. I'm a senior at Westlake High School, and graduation's coming up June 2nd. Excited. 26 days left, I think. Mm-hmm. School days for counting. So an issue that always comes up every year is courts for graduation. So I'm in the band, and so we're in the commencement band too, so we're always there at graduation. And I noticed that National Honor Society always gets courts. Students pay for them themselves. It's no cost to you guys at all. And then National Honor Society has two courts. One court is red, orange, yellow. The second one is green, blue, purple, represent all the colors of the rainbow. But there's two other honor societies at Westlake High School that don't get represented, which are National French Honor Society and National Spanish Honor Society. We have wanted to, we've been like bringing up the idea every year, the students bring up the idea of being allowed to wear those courts, and it usually gets shot down by administration at Westlake, just because they don't want the students to be wearing too many courts. So I was just wondering, I didn't know, it's my understanding that the administration at Westlake can't make the decision on whether we can wear those courts because it's a set rule by the school administration that they are only allowing National Honor Society and the yellow courts for GPA each year. So I was just wondering if you guys would allow us to represent all honor societies equally.
This is a good forum to, of course, bring that to our attention. And you may know, at our board meeting, we won't address you in this meeting, but it's a very important issue that, if I may, have a conversation with my board as well as the superintendent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think you can never have enough cords.
I just wanted to make
yes.
a comment. I'm her father.
Uh-huh.
Steve Zinram, same address.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. What you just done has shown her that adults will listen, and also how things work in society professionally. And also for all the board members, thank you for the time that you give to our community.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the board? We now have a time for board comments. Anyone?
Make it quick, because I got to go.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
To adjourn at 6:53 p.m. Stoll?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
The meeting is adjourned.